This is Passport to Texas. By altering his environment, man has also altered habitat, thereby unintentionally speeding the decline of some animal and plant species.
We've changed a lot of things around, and the fact is that our activities, direct and indirect, determine how much of the wildscape we're going to have left in the future. Essentially, more humans doing more things, there's going to be less and less of the wild world.
Paul Robertson is former head of the Wildlife Diversity Non-Game and Rare Species Program. He says when significant declines are noted, waning species end up on the threatened and endangered list.
Just short of 200 animals and plants are listed as threatened or endangered.
The number he quoted is for Texas only.
Endangered is worse than threatened, and threatened is worse than just being stable.
Robertson says in Texas, species stability decreases as human use and misuse of water increases.
In Texas, the immediate and biggest threat is the human use of water. We're taking water out of streams. We're pumping water out of aquifers. All of these activities are lowering stream flows, drying up springs. So this at the present time is the biggest conflict between humans and native species.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.